countdown to the end of the school year, Leia. As of this taping, I have 34 school days left, but the countdown isn't so sweet this year since I needed a new pricey sump pump and I'm now teaching summer school. Oh, anyhow, I am a Wisco gal, mother of three, Laura Ingalls Wilder enthusiast, and summer school reading teacher.
Okay, well, there you go. Oh, Edie, I am sorry. You had better be around when I come this summer. And if I need to, I'm going to be just in your classroom with you if that's what I have to do to see you. We can podcast in your reading class.
Well, I'm done every day at 1:30. So,
okay,
you
I'll
know.
Be at your doorstep.
Yeah. You be at my doorstep and I'll just hurry on home.
Okay, it's a deal. Well, hi, I'm Leia, and am I ever ready to start my summer vacation, Edie? I know it is still April, so...
Yes, it's April.
And I get out on June 16th, so there's a ways to go yet. But, you know, the tickets are bought. And we are ready to leave Beijing on June 17th. I like to leave the same day that school gets out. We usually have a half day. I like to be on a plane that afternoon. There's nothing more fun for me than dragging our luggage to school and then just racing out the door at noon. It gives me no end of delight. I know it's stressful.
Well,
but it's like
I'm getting goosebumps. I have goosebumps just hearing about it.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I am an international school teacher in Beijing. And right now we're actually in the middle of a move, Edie. So there's a lot of stress going on around here. So in addition to sort of ramping up to the end of the year, even though it's spring, this is when teachers and students start to think about summer. There is a lot to be done. I've got boxes all around me here right now, and the pictures are off the wall, and we're getting rid of tons of stuff, and it's just, you know, it's a big mess, but that's okay. And I'm very happy to be with you here on this Saturday morning, my time, and Friday evening, yours, right?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
So good.
We're the two chit chat chicks.
Always we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
TrustedHouseSitters.com and Wiser Than Me.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics,
metaphorical spring cleaning,
and of course we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
So I want to talk to you, Edie, about this amazing site that was recommended to me. Maybe through the Chit Chat Coop, even. I'm trying to remember.
Okay. Yeah.
It's called TrustedHouseSitters.com. And I know that you've given me an endorsement, or if you haven't, get on it.
I forgot. I'll do that right when we're done.
Please do. Please do, because the more references, the better. So essentially what it is, it's for vagabonds like me, and I know a lot of our listeners are, or you like to go on vacations that are free, not free of responsibility, let's say that right off the bat, but where you don't need to pay for accommodations. And so this is a site where you sign up to go anywhere in the world. You can put in your search engine once you've got it all set up and you've made your payment of about, I think it's about $150 a year, and you get your references in a row, etc. You, for example, this summer we need to spend a fair bit of time, or we want to, in Vancouver, because that's where my eldest daughter Charlotte is right now. And so, but we don't have a place to stay, or we didn't. And so I went on to TrustedHouseSitters.com, and there's all these people who are going away for chunks of time who need you to stay in their house and take care of their dog, their cat, their bird, their ferret, their garden. So It's quite exciting. And so you line up the dates for when you need to go or you're able to go. So I'm thinking about this into the future, Edie, like when both of us are not teaching and we're like, let's meet somewhere.
Oh.
And hang out and have some fun for a few weeks. It could be. I mean, there are places available in Hawaii where they need you to take care of their bird, Edie.
Stop it. Stop it.
Yes, it's incredible. You can't even believe it. I mean, some of the searches, like people need you to take care of their three dogs and take them on 16 walks a day, etc. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm going for the low maintenance ones.
Yeah, like a cat.
Anyway, exactly. So we found a place to stay between June 22nd and July 1st, that is smack dab between my dad in Abbotsford and my daughter in Vancouver, in a beautiful, beautiful neck of the woods, right around Maple Ridge, on a tiny little farm. It's an organic farm. I have the privilege of watering the garden. These two folks are Zen meditation, I was going to say specialists, but they're meditators, and they're going to a retreat. I was going to say, I think in Hawaii, but no, I actually just in Washington State. But they have two cats, and they want us to water their garden and pet their cats.
Well,
so
you know what I have to say to that? They should stay in the state of Washington and meditate a little longer. You know, no rush, no rush.
But Edie, there are so many more. Like, they come up every day. They send me an email and say, you know, further to your search, here are some more opportunities. So because we want to stay fairly open, we're not looking for any more house sits just at this time. Mm-hmm. But I cannot wait to, you know, when I'm a digital nomad and I need a break from my place on Vancouver Island next year when we're living in Canada, to go, all right, well, I'm going to go do some of my work. Let's see, where would I like to go? I think I'd like to be in New York City
or
for a
Wisconsin.
Week. Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Better yet, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Yep.
New York, Sun Prairie, which will it be?
Yikes.
Anyway, I love it. And as a person who has a pet, you can also have people come to your house and take care of your pet as well. So being the trusting folks that we are, I'm sure we'll use this as well when we have Moondog.
Mm-hmm.
Back on Vancouver Island, somebody can come stay at our place and take care of Moon, right? So I love this idea, and I've talked about for a long time, Edie, how we should just trade houses back and forth. You know, I have a lot of international friends around the world, you know, many, many friends in New Zealand and Australia, for example. Of course, they're going to want to come to Vancouver Island, and of course, I'm going to want to go to Sydney. So, you know, we meet up in one place or the other, spend a week together, and then they go spend, you know, a month at our place, and we spend a month at theirs. It's just really the way to live and to get out there. Or start a commune. I've thought about that, too.
Oh,
you're invited.
Okay. I think I'll pass. I don't really like to share that much, but, you know, it's, you know.
Yeah. I know. Yep. Anyway, so trustedhousesitters.com. I'm super excited about it.
I can just hear the energy, you know, sailing across the ocean. Okay, so mine is like not as exciting, but it's also very accessible. I found a new podcast, and as a rule, okay, I'm very picky about podcasts. I was listening.
As you should be.
I was listening to one the other day that people are always recommending. I'm not going to give the name. One, because I can't remember it, but whatever. But people love it. It's about decluttering. And she stops in the middle of what she's saying to like a dog chased a cat into the barn. And she spent about 3 minutes talking to the dogs and the cats. Like, don't waste my time. So that was the end of that podcast.
Okay.
I don't want my time wasted. So.
And we do not waste your time here at the Two Chit Chat Chicks. We get right down to
it. We get right to the point. And normally, also, Leah, I do not like the podcasts where celebrities just call their celebrity friends. I find that tiresome.
Oh. Well, I love the celebs, but I don't listen to any podcasts.
Yeah, because it's tiresome to listen to them, you know, prattling back and forth. But that being said...
Get to the point.
I am loving Julia Louis-Dreyfus's new podcast, Wiser Than Me.
Oh.
And the premise of it is that she interviews older women to get insight into their wisdom and to aging. And so far, she has, Leah, she has interviewed three of my most favorite older celebs ever.
Okay, who?
Isabel Allende, Jane Fonda, and, oh my gosh, I'm blanking, Fran Lebowitz, who is hilarious.
Oh my gosh, this is fabulous. And I love Julia Louise.
And she is just fabulous. And then she talks to these people. There's only three out, those three that I mentioned. And then she calls her mom, who's 89, and they have a chit-chat about who Julia just talked to. And Julia calls her mom, Mummy.
Oh,
it's so cute.
Oh, I call my mom Mummy, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So the common theme, well, Fran Lebowitz is kind of in her own, like, area. She's made her career as a complainer, which is hilarious to me.
Yes.
But the common thread between Isabel and Jane is to take care of your body. Like, keep moving. Keep moving. Give your body good food. And also to be good and kind. Because if you're not good and kind, no one's going to want to be with you when you're 85. Yep.
Well, ain't that the truth?
You know?
Yeah. Yep.
So I love this podcast. And I have to say, I listened to the Jane Fonda podcast again. It was that good.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm a fan of Jane too, and Isabel, all of them. So I can't wait. We will put this name in the show notes. What is it? Loving? No.
It's Wiser Than Me.
Wiser Than Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Wiser Than Me.
So good.
Oh, fabulous. Yay. Okay. Hey, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune? It's time for Campfire Chat. Leia, it's time for our annual spring cleaning episode.
Oh my gosh. Does this mean we're going to have to talk about your kitchen counters again, Edie?
Well, no, though, you know, I'm always happy to talk about my kitchen counters.
Yeah.
I thought we would take this in a more metaphorical route.
Well, okay, so I think I can riff off of this because I would say that what I want to spring clean out of my life is my judgment of others. Like, I don't necessarily want to spring clean them out of my life, like the people I don't like, but I want to, I sort of do. Okay, maybe I do, but really what I realize is I can choose who I spend my time with, right? Aside from when I'm at work. But for the people who are not to my preference, let's say, because they're grumpy or they're, you know, they have an alternative way of talking or responding to things or not responding to me, it's like I'm not going to try to figure out why they act that way. You know, it's not for me to judge that or try to figure that out. I'm not their therapist, right? So I think the key for me is to just not take any of those behaviors personally, because, you know, it's I think it's not about me, like, ever. Or like 0.0001% time of the time, right? Like, it's about them and something going on in their life. So I think I'd like to spring clean that judgment about others out of my life. I would like to spring clean the judgment of myself out of my life too. And I'm actually actively doing pretty well with this these days. I'm back to high-fiving myself in the mirror, Edie.
Good.
What is it that Joey says on Friends? He's like, hey, or, hey there. Or, what does he say?
He says, how you doing?
Oh, that's right. How you doing? How you doing? So these days, I look in the mirror and I've been saying, hey, but I'm going to start saying, how you doing?
Hey!
Maybe I was being the Fonz. I'm not sure.
That's A.
Okay. Well, I'm either going to do A or how you doing? Because I'm really enjoying myself lately.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of embracing my age. I've got a good haircut again. The bangs are not insane anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My clothes are fitting well. But all of that aside, like none of that matters too much. It's just like I am who I am. I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, full of the nonsense today. But you know, I am who I am, and this is like me today. So I'm just gonna go, how you doing, every day, and just be okay with who I am for the day, and that feels right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why spend your day judging yourself? It's stupid.
It's stupid. Yeah.
It's just so stupid.
It's a waste of time, Leia.
Yes. So let's spring clean that out of our lives.
All right.
All right. Find me something else to riff on.
Okay. I am going to spring clean out a sedentary lifestyle. Leia, I have so many excuses for why I don't need to go outside and get moving. One is it's cold out. But that's silly, you know, because Jane Fonda said never stop moving. And she's 85. And she's, you know, looking fabulous. She says that she does the same exercises she did at 35, but now she just does them slower.
Oh, okay. Well, Edie, may I interject with a little story here?
Sure. Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Oh.
And I completely concur, but like more slowly is the key, because I have finally decided I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to get rid of the sedentary lifestyle and start moving more. And one of my goals is to strength train. It's been years, no kidding, in between some health issues and laziness.
Excuses.
So anyway, the other day I decided I was going to go to YouTube and do a little searching for a 10-minute light strengthening workout. Like 10 minutes was the max I thought I could do, and I wanted to, I think I wrote easy. Easy 10 minute strength exercise. So I came up with this channel, which I can recommend, but I can't remember the name of it at the moment because this is a spontaneous story. Put it in the show notes. It's this woman and her elderly her Japanese mother, and I'm saying she's Japanese because she says some funny things that make that clear. Anyway, so the younger woman, who's maybe like in her 30s or 40s, she's, you know, got a bouncy ponytail, and she's doing some of these exercises still slowly and still very, you know, very methodically, and they're easy. And older mom is doing it from a chair. So
were you decided, daughter okay. or mom?
I was mom.
Okay.
I was mom. And mom makes all these funny glib comments along the way that are just ridiculous. And she's slow and kind of daughtery, but daughtery, not as in daughtery, but hilarious and strong, much, much stronger than I am. Because Edie, after the second workout, I woke up the next day and I couldn't move my shoulder.
Overdid it.
Well, in fact, it wasn't when I woke up. I went to put on my blazer for work because, you know, I love my blazers. I bent over and my whole upper torso, left side, seized up.
Oh.
So much so that I had to get Emily, I had to wake up Emily and ask her to please help me take off my blazer and undo my bra and help me get into my pajamas. It was very sad and embarrassing. terrible. And I just thought, okay, Leah, have you reached the state of non-return when you cannot, sit on a chair and follow an 85-year-old woman's workout? What is going on?
What were you lifting, like cans of tomatoes?
Okay, Edie, I'm going to tell you right now, I was not lifting anything. I had nothing in my hands. No weights. So, I am not proud of this. Oh. And I am terrified to start again. And, you know, because I live in China, I have this wonderful traditional Chinese medicine massage doctor. And he comes to the house. And I had to have him come that day. He worked on me for an hour and a half. And he's come two times since just to work with this seized up upper. It's really sad. So, Jane, I concur with you. But audience, if you are like me, just go slow. Just go like 100 times slower than you think you should if you're in the beginning stages of doing something new.
Oh, my gosh. I remember the first time I went rock climbing. It was super fun and like blah, blah, blah. Loved it.
Yeah.
On the way home the next day, I was like in someplace in Washington. I couldn't check my blind spot because it hurt too much to turn my neck. Right. It was absurd. And I was like 24, you know.
Right.
Stupid.
Right. Nearly totally in your car.
Yeah.
Because of, yes. Yeah. Overdoing it with rock climbing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now you can overdo it by sitting in a chair and, you know, gently moving your arms and legs. So watch out.
Well, I bet by this time next year, Leah, you'll be lifting cans of tomato soup with that lady.
Okay. Yep. Tomato soup. That might work. Not tomato juice, though. The soup. I'll start with the soup.
Bottles of Clamato. Okay.
I'll be drinking those in my Caesar cocktails.
All Yay. Right. So, okay, back to our theme, which is what are you spring cleaning out of your life? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am spring cleaning the word no out of my life. Now, sometimes I want the word no in my life, but now I feel like I'm too into saying no. I'm really good at saying no. So I am saying yes to plans, even if they are on a school night, Leah. Last week.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah. I went to a concert on a Thursday night and I didn't get home until 1 a.m. And I went to work. I did. Yeah.
Edie, that is so unlike you.
It is so unlike me because all I say is like, no, 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 no. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it was.
Was it with your Swifty friends, your young friends?
No, it was not. It was with an aged friend. We had to get there early so we could find a railing to lean on. Because we had to stand. We got there, I think, maybe 7:30 and left at 12:30. So that's 5 hours, Leah, of standing. Yes. Yeah.
See, I would have died. I would have been in the hospital the next day or that evening. You would have had to rush me to the emergency room.
Well, I got up the next day and, you know, beep, 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 the alarm goes off. And I'm like, why do my legs feel like tree trunks? They felt just like huge trunks. So anyway, I am saying yes to like everything. So if anyone wants to do something with me on a school night, I'm there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is spectacular. Well done.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me think here. So, okay. I've got, let's say I would like to spring clean. Actually, I think I can do this today. This has been on my agenda, is to do some digital spring cleaning, Edie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people that definitely need unfriending or at least unfollowing. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit scared on the Facebook of unfriending people, because then you come up in their feed like, you know, you may want to be friends with, and then they know you've unfriended them. So a little tip is be careful with that and find a way to unfollow but not unfriend. And you can also, I had to do this actually a few weeks ago, so I know that this can be done, though I can't lead you through the steps. Like when we were in Hong Kong, there was a particular person I didn't want them to know that I had been there. So I had to figure out how to block them from seeing my feed while not unfriending them. So that it's possible to do that as well. You can still see what they write, but they can't see what you post. So anyway, that's the thing. But yeah, time to clean up the feed, not just on Facebook, but like just unsubscribing. When I open my Gmail, which is where I get the majority of my mail from, there's a lot of stuff from, you know, 20 years ago. I think some of the people that are still automatically sending things are not even alive anymore. So.
Wayne Dyer.
Wayne Dyer, that's right. Bless his soul.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
He's cluttering up your inbox.
Wayne is still getting to us from beyond.
Which is hilarious, because he would love that.
He's planning that. Oh, you know, that's his intention even now, yes. His intentions were so strong that they go with him even into the beyond. The other things, like I've realized, my daughter was looking at my phone the other day and she said, Mama, what are you doing with all these apps? Like, what are they even? And I have no idea. They've just followed me from phone to phone over the years and I don't know what they are. So I think it's time to make them go away, mm-hmm. and also make sure I'm not paying for them. Mm-hmm. So this is a big one. The whole digital unsubscribing in whatever way you do it, mm-hmm. just make sure that you've ticked the do not subscribe for next year if you're making any payments. Because there are some things you're paying for, you don't even know.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a little heads up if you haven't thought about that recently.
Yeah. That tip is not a waste of time, Leia.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's what good. I have to say about digital unsubscribing. Okay. Digital spring cleaning, rather.
Well, I think.
Okay. Your turn.
I'm going to get away from the metaphorical for a minute because
Oh, boy. Because you have to.
Because I have to.
Talk about your counters, don't you?
No, I'm going to talk about my wardrobe, my clothes.
I am like that.
Spring cleaning clothes that I am sick to death of wearing. Even if they still look mm-hmm. good on me, even if yep. I somewhat like them, I've had some of these tops for like 6 years. And if I have to put them on again, you know, I don't want to. No. So I like, if I'm just like, ugh, when I pick up a perfectly fine top, I throw it right now in the garbage bag. They look fine, but I mean, I do not love them and I don't want them anymore.
Oh, I'm so all over that. Yeah. And you know, because we're moving right now, I'm doing some of the literal spring cleaning with my clothes too. And I've just gotten rid of several bags of clothes. So I do have to admit, yesterday I ended up at my tailor's. And for those of you who may be new to the pod, again, in China, getting clothes tailored is actually affordable and a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. So most of the clothes even that I've bought over the years, that and most things that I do buy are when I come back to North America and I thrift. Because I'm short-waisted and I have short legs, you can just imagine what I look like. I'm sorry, that sounds like... Anyway, everything needs to be altered for me. Nothing ever fits.
Yeah.
Quite right. So I had actually brought several things to the tailor to be taken in, which was quite exciting. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't planning to have anything new made, Edie. I was just reusing my clothes, like making them fittable again, because I love them. And I came across this gorgeous, gorgeous piece of silk. I didn't, you know, I had no intentions of having anything new made, but there is a new Stevie Nicks robe in the making that you will surely see this summer. And it's reversible. Just saying, it's fabulous.
It.
I mean, it hasn't been made yet, but I was measured for it. And I cannot wait. So
I am going to have to up my game. You're going to be coming here in your tailored clothes, and I'm going to be wearing these sad, thrifted tops.
Come visit me in China for a couple weeks, and we can get you outfitted.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So. Anyway, to recap, I'm getting rid of clothes. I'm spring cleaning clothes I'm sick of wearing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that makes room for new clothes, new thrifted, ill-fitting clothes to enter my life.
It's fun. Just keep it moving, right? Keep the cycle going.
It's really fun.
Super fun.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I think like I just have a mishmash of things that I need to spring clean out of my life. Dystopian novels. I'm just my grade 8 English class.
Knife to the heart.
I don't know. Like this unit on dystopian novels, I'm just done with it. I can't even talk about it.
Oh.
No more dystopian novels, at least not until next year. Bad shoes, they need to go. Like if they're not comfortable, I wore a pair to work the other day, Edie. And then I have like this little area where I store my things, where I keep my running shoes in case I want to go out for a walk, which I have not been doing, but anyway, I had this pair of black running shoes and I was wearing this pair of heels and I was like 10 minutes into work and it was, this is not happening. I cannot do it. So I actually put them in the garbage. I just threw them right into recycling and wore my running shoes and looked so, so dowdy. I can't even say for the rest of the day. But that is how much these shoes hurt me. I was willing to do the dowdy teacher look, which I swore I would never, ever do. But I did it for a day. So, bad shoes, gotta go. Bad hair's got to go. And right now I'm working my way through the fridge. And Edie, I have to say that I would say about 95% of our condiments are expired. They got to go, right? So I'm spring cleaning that out of my literal life. Mm-hmm. And then I want to ask you, because I just have this, thought. We've talked about this dry brushing. Could I spring clean dead skin out of my life? And how does that work? Because there's a lot of dry skin here, and I need some help.
Oh. Well, you get your dry brush. You can buy them at Target or anywhere. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you have to put your arms over your head, reach for the sky.
Well, I can't do that just yet because of the workout, but maybe in a week or so.
Well, you want to use short little strokes and brush towards your heart.
Sounds like a workout.
Yeah, and then with your legs, you're brushing up because you have to brush towards your heart.
Oh, always towards the heart.
Always towards your heart. And that just gets your circulation going.
Okay.
It's so good for you. Remember the time that I did dry brushing and then went into a hydrogen peroxide bath with Epsom salts?
Yes, that was on the pod in the early days. Yes, I do.
I was so revved up. I didn't sleep for hours. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So, you know, maybe if you're starting dry brushing, just a little bit here and there to start.
Okay, and do you do it in the shower, like with water running, or what's the deal?
No. Because it's dry brushing, Leia.
That's the word. There's the adjective.
No, you do it before you get in the shower.
Oh, okay. So the dead skin. Well, you should probably stand in the shower without the water going, and then you can rinse the dead skin off later, right?
I suppose. Like, that's the least of my problems in my bathroom.
I don't know. Dust mites, dead skin, that scares me a little bit. But
dead mice, you know, I don't know.
Okay. And on that, let's...
Yes.
This has been a very fun episode, Edie. I've enjoyed it immensely. Here's hoping the audience did as well.
It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
This week, your challenge is to spring clean something out of your life. What's it going to be?
Yeah, what's it going to be? Share it with us at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. If you haven't joined, please do. That's our companion group on Facebook to this podcast. Super fun place to hang out. Yeah, so it can be metaphorical or it can be real, and it still is. It's still April, so you know you can still be spring cleaning. And let me say, you can spring clean if you listen to this podcast, you know, in the dead of winter. You find us several months later. Just spring clean any old time, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, to Instagram, and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
Yes, okay. And we would love a review on iTunes or the podcast app that you listen through. That would be fantastic and help more people find this podcast that is just so, what's the word? Epic.
It really will make good use of everyone's time, exactly. Right? We're not wasting anyone's time, Leah.
We are not. And we're entertaining at the same time.
Yep. Okay, thanks for editing the podcast, Leah.
Okay, you bet. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.